We are holding by Dash. So we began learning about Dash. Dash is threshing, where it's the beginning of the process of separating the good from the bad. But it's not the final step in the separating the good from the bad. I thank you very much. So it's not the final step in the separating, because that's going to be through the Boira, Meraki, and the Zaira. But it's the beginning of the process where I'm cracking the outer cover that's enclosing this. Now, the Malacha is extracting the good from within the bad. There is a question in the Pesach, if you have the opposite case, let's say I have a peach with a pit, I take the bed out, which was enclosed by the good, is that dosh? Pashas, we go to Paisim, then it's not.
It will be burr.
That was a good point. Which, with this, it led us, right, we spoke about you're a little uncomfortable. With this, we spoke about... peeling a fruit and taking and shelling the nuts, cracking the shells off the nuts, which we explained that there's a head to do those shells, those peels that come to the market with them on it, that's mutter. Now we're leading into Schita. Now in Schita there are three categories of fruits. Schita means squeezing the fruit for the juice, squeezing the juice out of the fruit. There's the level which is Doiraisa, which is Zaysim Vanovim, olives and grapes. If I squeeze the grape for the grape juice, or I squeeze the olive for the oil, that's a Doiraisa, because in the world of the Torah, the Machshiv, they consider this Mashke as a Mashke. So what I did was I extracted Mashke from a Oichel. If I take a Oichel, if I take a cake and I cut the cake in half into five pieces, I'm not over on Dash, because I didn't extract anything from anything else. Even if I pull out a piece of cake from within the cake, I scoop out a piece of cake from within the cake. That's Eichel from Eichel. You haven't yet extracted A from B. It was A from A. But over here, where it has a shame mashke, in the world of the Torah, it has a shame mashke. So it comes out, I extracted mashke from within the Eichel. Now, the second level is other types of fruits, which is the normal thing to squeeze, which nowadays more or less includes a very large amount of fruits and vegetables, and could be everything. Because if you go to one of these mit stores, so it used to be, the shaila used to be, the fact that they squeezed it only in a mit store with their machines, is that enough to consider it derech to squeeze? But nowadays, people have in their house ninjas and all different other types of machines that are squeezing these fruits and vegetables, and became a whole health thing. So it's much more common. So therefore, those things fall into the Drabbanan Dikki category. Drabbanan Dikki category is that Drabbanan gave it a Shemashke, even though in the world of Torah, cucumber juice does not, or orange juice does not have a Shemashke, but the Drabbanan gave it a Shemashke, therefore Midrabbanan and be Ivan Schita. If you would find other Paris, which no one normally squeezes, and you decide to squeeze, the example used to be melon. Who squeezes melon? Maybe nowadays they do, but used to be melon, so therefore that would be mutter, because that's not even a drabbanan dikki mashke. Yes.
A lot of these things aren't squeezed necessarily, they're blended up usually.
That's also, you have those types of things also, but a lot of them are squeezed.
Like carrots, they squeeze the carrots or they blend them up?
I think they squeeze it because they're left with the mush, yeah. Right? Yeah, it's carrot juice, it's pure juice, and all the mush, the whole pulp is left on top. I think so.
Whatever is normal in your house that you can't squeeze?
Anywhere. No, I'm saying, it's not totally in your house, it's totally in the general club. People squeeze it.
Whatever is normal squeeze, you can't squeeze.
Which includes almost everything, if not everything. Okay, but still important to know what's the rice and what's the rabbanan. Because there are chilukim, there are differences. There are two, three differences, which we'll see. Let's start here. Schita on page Chaf Al, all those that have a sefer peish chafalif ois beis chita. Gam also mishum aleches dosh luschay peiris letzorech mashke to squeeze the fruit for the juice. Shigam schitas prila mashke doima ledisha betvua, just like by disha. There's farm on the top of the shelves there, if anyone wants. All there on top there, you see all there up there?
That was all on the schita.
Schita is a told of dash. Meaning in the 39 malachas, it's called dash. One of the toldos, similar malachas to dash, is schita. How is it related? Because just like by dash, I'm extracting the grain from within the shaft. So to over here, I'm extracting the juice from within the eichel. Deraisa, toldos are deraisa.
We mentioned before.
Within the schita, we mentioned, is the level of drabana. But toldos are deraisa.
We mentioned before that for dash, it's something that's specifically done like in the food.
So the answer to that is that dash of extracting the grains, that's done specifically in the field. But since schita is not done in the field, so even though dash is really a field malacha, but schita will be even in the house. So that's what we're going to see. That's one of the differences. Okay, but Bayer we have eitzes for, right? If you do miyad and without a klee. So we can see, but that's one of the differences between a deraisa and a drabana. For a grape, you will not be able to do that. But for a orange, you'll be able to do it. Okay? So schita. Gam asim shum lechaz dosh luschay peris lecerich mashka. Shigam schita sprid mashka doima ledisha betvuz. Doima tedisha by tvuz. Vainu. He explains how they're related. Kemoisha Shamay de Disha. Mafridin Agar Inim in a kash, just like over there I'm separating the grain from the straw, lahachinam, in order to prepare it. It's for a next step to make it. Roy lahila, because I'm gonna take this kernel, which I couldn't use when it was in the shaft. But now that it's out of the shaft, I could use it to grind it, to make flour, to bake bread. Mifarek means you're extracting the juice, the mashka min ha'eichol. Lehachino elasis roi lemasha lohoi roi koilum chen. Tainless shesia. While it was in the fruit, I couldn't drink it. Now that it's out of the fruit, I got a nice cup of juice. Leibachol peris yesh issa teira al schitas mei mehem. Not on all fruits is there issa teira for squeezing their juice. I feel in tzarech mei mehem l'shtia. And not only that, there are some fruits, like we spoke about just before, that if even if you need the juice, you want the juice, still won't be issa teira. Ela rak be'elu shederech la'oilam l'schay mei mehem l'mashke. Only those things which is the derech always to squeeze, like zeisav anaf. Now, one second, let's just finish. Aval elu she'ein derech kol oilam l'schaychnam. But those fruits was not the derech for everyone to squeeze. V'rak be'ezim m'kai m'schaychnam oysam l'tzach shtia. Now I want to point out something important. There are two mahalchim in the sugya, and I'm taking one mahalach, and this safe is taking the other mahalach, if you didn't realize. There's two mahalchim. There's one mahalach that what becomes a deraisa is only zeisav anavim, because they are from the Zayin mashkin. The Torah views seven liquids as a mashke in Hilchas Tumah, and two of them are juices, which is, right, what are the seven mashkin? You should know from
water, milk, honey,
yad shachadam, right. What?
Water, yayin, oil, honey, milk.
And good, you're still in.
Okay, yeah.
So that's one mahalach, that what makes it deraisa is because they're from the Zayin mashkin. Therefore, any other fruit, even if it's normal, orange juice, apple juice, it remains the rabbana. That's the mahalach that I'm taking. Why? Because most Rishonim go with that mahalach, and I believe almost all the Acharim go with that mahalach also. However, there's a second mahalach, which is a more chomer dikin mahalach, and that's the mahalach he's taking over here, which is that we don't look at the Zayin mashkin. We look at what is normal in most in all the world, and what's normal in most of the world. Zeisim v'anovim, everyone squeezes because everyone drinks wine and everyone uses olive oil. So too, perhaps oranges might be fall into his category of what's deraisa. That's right, because orange, you have orange juice all over Tropicana, so it delivers to all over. You have orange juice, apple juice, many juices are all over the world. Then his mutter, so that goes the rice. His derabbanan dike category is what's not squeezed all over, but in many places. That's his category. So he put a lot more into the daraisa than I did. Okay. Yeah. Which I'm leaving the category of not normal. We're gonna leave alone because it's very hard to find such a thing nowadays. But what I did gain was I moved things down to Durabana. So as we'll see, like one of the examples that Gershi gave is going to be a nafkamina between the Daraisa and Durabana. That's where it's going to play out.
What's the mechanics?
Why? I'm extracting A from within B for usage.
And why daft in the house is in lower status than
the world?
What does that mean? Not as normal, less, like more fluid than something that's more
common. The Torah was referring to things like extracting green from the thing. What's normal? What's normal? No, it's not. Oh, no, it's not. It doesn't have a shame mashke, right? If I take a cake and I scoop out a spoonful of cake from within the cake, I'm not a Ivan Dosh. They took cake from cake. We need to take A from B. We need to have two entities. So if it has a shame mashke, so the rice has a shame mashke, the Rabbanan gave it a shame mashke. Okay, yeah? Good. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
We're good.
See, you do something you don't know how it affects someone else. Okay, so let's see one more paragraph here. Gazru chachamim, the perish sheyesh al schitosam issa teira, haino be'ilu shederecha ilam l'sarchtam zesim anav. Amashke hazav mehem e'ilu b'shabbos. This paragraph is discussing a second din. In the first paragraph, we were talking about where you're actually squeezing the fruit for the Jews. But let's say I have very juicy grapes where the juice is seeping out on its own. Or I have a container of grapes, and there's so many grapes in this container that's weighing down on the bottom ones and causing juice to seep out of the bottom grapes. It's not you, exactly. It's called mashkin shezavu. Mashkin that flowed out by itself. So since it's not you, you didn't do an issa. But the Rabbanan came along and said, since we're dealing with a possible, potential issa deraisa, because if the juice is geshmak, what are you going to do next? You say, I want more, so I'm going to squeeze more. So Chazal said that when we're dealing with an issa taira, here comes in the chilek. When we're dealing with an issa taira, the mashkin shazov was awesome. But when we're dealing with issa Rabbanan, the mashkin shazov is mutter. So now what happens? So what happens now when I'm cutting my grape, I'm making a fruit salad. I'm cutting the grapes on the plate, and there's leftover juice. If that leftover juice is grape juice,
you
can't touch it. If it's orange juice, according to us, you could touch it. So what do? First, cut the oranges. Listen to this. Then cut the grapes, and the juice that's seeping out of the grapes is getting mixed into the orange juice. That's mutter. It's called kama bottle. Comes bottle in the orange juice. Still, as it's going in, we consider it's getting mixed in, so it's not standing out by itself. No, it's going to me.
Only going to me. Why is it not like Rabbanan, you can't cut these fruits Shabbos?
Okay, so now there's another question, which Gersh is asking. Why, when I'm cutting it, I'm putting pressure, I'm causing Jews to come out? So we have to come out to Einim Schavin. That's right. We have to come out to Einim Schavin. That your kavana is not for the Jews. If your kavana is for the Jews, then you take it doing schit. There's no difference if I squeeze like that or I squeeze like that. But you're not mischavin.
You can't schit with a knife, Rabbi. Really?
If you what? Press hard enough.
It's not schit with a knife.
You get gash of a mice.
It's
not
schit. It's not
schit. Then you're not allowed to use the juice.
That's squeezing. You're cutting it.
if you're not miskaven for the Jew. So now I want to lead to another question. That's only once there's Jews there. It's only once there's Jews there. And you're doing it for the Jews. And if the Jews are sitting there, you're going to use the Jews. It's only if you're going to use the Jews, then you're going to taste the geschmack of it and you're going to squeeze it. But if I'm not drinking the Jews, then I'm not going to come to squeeze more. Don't say no. Yeah. The understanding is that what's bringing you to do more is the tasting of it, not the fact that sitting on your plate. Just sitting on your plate, why would you want to do more? Once I start drinking it, so I say, this tastes good. Let me get some more.
So you take a bite and it juices, it's very juicy, it comes all over.
But it's in your mouth.
That's a good question. You have to look
at that. That's what we're going
to
talk about, sucking.
Fish bones.
You're in Baira. 1 second. Okay, now the question I want to remain is, you know, sometimes they serve like these grapefruits.
Yeah.
And you stick your spoon in to scoop it out. And then afterwards, what do? You drink the juice. It's the aim is chavin or mischavin.
Me. You first eating it, the juices are left over, but you're not talking about it. You end up squeezing the thing while you're drinking.
No, why can't you say it's there how you eat it? It's not sweet though. The way you eat it, is that concerned?
So we have to know how to use it and when to use it. We're going to use the ether of achila when by your mouth on your lips. You're sucking it out. Okay, fine. We can continue Mitzvah tomorrow.